You have to understand how things are up here.
Hey guys, it's your ghost John, and welcome to What Is It, one of our two mini episodes that come out every single week. Please also consider tuning into our hour-long episodes that come out every Wednesday. And don't forget to Google the 21CD podcast and follow us everywhere. And to check out 21CDstudios.com for updates and links to our other places. Let's get into it. The Black Knight satellite is not just some figment of imagination or made-up thing. It's an actual ancient extraterrestrial probe that's been silently observing Earth for thousands of years. We don't know exactly how long, but for thousands of years. Some people seem to think 13,000 years. This artifact, which is often described as a dark triangular spacecraft, represents one of the most compelling pieces of evidence that we're not alone in the universe, and that our planet has been under surveillance by advanced beings for quite some time. The Black Knight satellite is believed to be an alien spacecraft or probe originating from a distant star system by some conspiracy theorists. And it's been in orbit around Earth long before humanity even existed. Its presence on our radio screens, both literally and figuratively, has sparked intense curiosity and speculation amongst researchers, as you can imagine, and conspiracy theorists flock to this topic. So, according to the theory, the Black Knight satellite was sent to Earth by some advanced extraterrestrial civilization like 13,000 years ago, and it's said to have been monitoring our planet and studying us and the animals and everything on planet Earth, and perhaps even influencing the course of human history. And this timeline somehow coincides with several significant historical events, including like the end of the last ice age, which some people believe could be connected to the satellite's arrival somehow and its observational mission. The first hints of the Black Knight satellite came from early 20th century radio signals that pioneers like Nikola Tesla and various amateur radio operators were reporting receiving. And these signals weren't like anything they had ever heard before, and Tesla himself even speculated that they could be of extraterrestrial origin. So, theories kind of suggest that these signals were communications from the Black Knight, attempting to establish contact or relay some kind of information back to its creators. In the 1960s, the U.S. military detected an unknown object in Earth's orbit that didn't match any known satellite or space debris. And this discovery was initially kept a secret, of course, but the object was described as having an unusual angular shape, fitting the description of the Black Knight satellite. This discovery was dismissed by a mainstream scientist, of course, as just a piece of space debris, but the conspiracy community believes this was a deliberate cover-up to keep the truth hidden, and I don't think anybody would be surprised. The most compelling evidence came from NASA's STS-88 mission in 1998. Astronauts aboard the space shuttle captured images of an unusual object that some believe is the Black Knight satellite. And this object appeared to be some kind of dark, rectangular, or triangular shape, which fits descriptions of the Black Knight. Official explanations attribute this to some kind of thermal blanket that was lost during a spacewalk or something, but obviously, that's not very convincing, and many say that the true nature of the object is being intentionally disguised or hidden or lied about. The purpose of the Black Knight satellite is obviously open to debate. Some people believe that it is a surveillance tool and that it is gathering data on Earth and its inhabitants for its creators. Others propose that it serves as a beacon or some kind of way station, and they're just waiting for the right moment to establish contact or deliver some kind of crucial message to humanity. It's sort of like a guardian waiting up there for the right time. Like, what do they call those things? A time capsule, if you will. Its presence suggests that maybe there is an advanced technological race out there far beyond our current understanding. And I'm not sure where I stand on that. Because this is definitely one of the most compelling alien things I see out there. And for those of you guys who frequent my podcast, you know I'm not a huge alien guy. But this is kind of weird. The idea that the Black Knight satellite exists is not just about the object itself, but also about the elaborate cover-up surrounding it. Like, government agencies, particularly NASA and military space programs, they're believed to be hiding the truth actively from the public. And the purpose of this cover-up is kind of unknown. It could be to prevent mass panic. It could be to control the narrative of human history, or to keep advanced technology and knowledge from becoming public. Maybe it's under their control. Who knows? But it's more than a conspiracy theory. It's really a window into some kind of larger mystery. The satellite's presence orbiting Earth constantly serves as this kind of constant reminder that we don't know everything. You know, I'm not going to say that it's a constant reminder of aliens, but it is a constant reminder that we just don't know everything. Let's look at some key points, though. The Black Knight satellite supposedly arrived at the end of the last ice age, right? According to the theorists. And that's a period that was marked by a dramatic climate change and the rise of human civilization. And some conspiracy theorists suggest that this timing is significant because it aligns with the emergence of other advanced ancient cultures and technological advancements on Earth, which they believe could have been maybe influenced by this satellite. And that theory kind of builds on the idea that the satellite has been in orbit since very early human history, and it might have been influencing or monitoring us all along. You know, even keeping tabs on ancient civilizations like the Egyptians or the Sumerians or the Mayans, and this long-term observation might have been intended to gather data on the progress or, you know, of our human societies, or to study Earth's sort of evolving environment. Who knows? Some proponents of the Black Knight theory argue that ancient records and prophecies from various cultures talk about some kind of long-term extraterrestrial presence or observations. And these interpretations kind of suggest that the satellite's observational role is maybe part of some larger cosmic plan that our ancestors were aware of in some way. The Black Knight satellite is often described in conspiracy theories as having exhibited a variety of strange behaviors over the years as well. It's not just a rock. It's not just a blanket. And one of the earliest claims about the Black Knight satellite involves those radio signals that even Tesla picked up. So any sort of normal rock is not, or space garbage is not, going to emit radio signals. Nikola Tesla is, of course, famous for his work with radio waves and electromagnetic signals. He would know if something was weird. And when he claimed to pick up these signals from space, he did believe that it was some kind of extraterrestrial contact, or it came from some kind of extraterrestrial origin. And some people argue that these signals were probably sent by the Black Knight satellite. In the 1960s, the U.S. military and space agencies reportedly detected an unidentified object in Earth's orbit, and it was described as having this unusual shape and trajectory. Again, people are saying that was the Black Knight satellite, and the object detected was described as having a dark angular shape, and it didn't match any known satellites or space debris. And conspiracy theorists claim that this was probably the first official detection of the Black Knight satellite. But mainstream explanations just, again, say that's just space garbage or some kind of broken satellite. The NASA STS-88 mission that we mentioned earlier was an interesting one because the astronauts on that mission actually took pictures of it. And they show this kind of dark rectangular or maybe triangular object that is in orbit. And of course, enthusiasts argue that this is absolutely the Black Knight satellite. NASA attributed it to a lost thermal blanket, but those pictures are crazy. And if you're listening to me on like Spotify or Apple or somewhere else, then you should go to YouTube and see the pictures or Google them for yourself, because they might convince you that there's something more going on here than a lost space blanket. Some theories suggest that the Black Knight satellite might have interfered with or observed various space missions and satellites, including our own moon mission. And these claims often involve reports of strange phenomena or unexplained malfunctions during space missions. Maybe the Black Knight satellite is monitoring our space advancement, our space missions, and what we actually do in outer space. Reports of unusual interference or malfunctions in space missions are sometimes linked to this Black Knight satellite in sort of an officially unofficial way. Unexplained disturbances in communication or data transmission have been thought to be because of the satellite's presence. What do you guys think? Of course, you know, there's probably no way to really know for sure how any of this is or if any of this is true, but there are, of course, theories linking the Black Knight satellite to Anunnakian technology. And the Anunnaki, for those who don't know, are a group of deities from ancient Mesopotamian mythology. And they're particularly associated with the Sumerians, the Akkadians, and the Babylonians. According to some theories, the Anunnaki were not just gods, but advanced extraterrestrials who visited Earth in ancient times, and they might have had a significant impact on human civilization. Some people argue that the Anunnaki, with all of their technologically advanced ways and things, and since they were beings who traveled to Earth from a faraway place, this other planet called Nibiru, people suggest that the Black Knight satellite is probably a remnant or a piece of their technology from those times when they were here, left behind to keep tabs on us. The idea that the government might want to like hide the true nature of the Black Knight satellite is rooted in several theories about secrecy and control and societal impact. So here are a few reasons why I think, according to these theories, governments would probably want to hide something like this. Number one is just preventing public panic. I mean, the revelation that an ancient extraterrestrial satellite, an alien satellite, has been orbiting Earth for thousands of years could literally cause widespread fear and anxiety and destroy society as we know it. Governments might be concerned that such a disclosure of that magnitude would lead to mass panic and it would destabilize our society. The existence of advanced extraterrestrial technology would also challenge so many existing religious and philosophical and scientific paradigms. Luckily, for most of the listeners of this podcast, we sort of are tapped into the more spiritual, closer to home feeling. We don't have to be afraid of ancient aliens from a distant planet. But most people aren't like us, and governments might fear that this could lead to a crisis of belief or disrupt cohesion on a societal level, because people might feel like there really is no God, so we can do whatever we want. Governments and space agencies might also wish to maintain control over information and the narrative about extraterrestrial life and advanced technology. So by keeping the true nature of the Black Knight satellite hidden, they can manage our understanding and prevent the rise of competing theories or alternative narratives. If the Black Knight satellite was to contain advanced tech or information, governments would definitely want to keep this knowledge secret to avoid potential misuse or being stolen by their enemies. The discovery of extraterrestrial tech would lead to rapid advancements or disruptions in current scientific and technological fields. At least that's what people believe. But the potential applications of advanced tech from the Black Knight satellite could have significant economic and strategic implications, according to some of these theories. So that's another reason that they might not want to be talking about it too much. There's also just national security concerns. The presence of an unknown or potentially advanced extraterrestrial object could be seen as a security risk. And governments might want to keep that information secret so that they're not revealing vulnerabilities or potential threats to national security in some way. If the Black Knight satellite was to possess this advanced tech, which is what most people who believe in it do believe, it could have implications for military and defense strategies. Governments would definitely withhold information to prevent adversaries from gaining access to it or understanding this tech on any stronger level than they themselves could. The revelation of extraterrestrial technology would also completely alter the focus and priorities of space exploration and research, which is pretty crazy to think about. If there all of a sudden was an alien craft just sort of in orbit, there would be a mad race for that craft. Make no mistake, every government on the planet would want that wreckage, and that is what the new space race would become, certainly. There's also just the cultural and societal impact, which is always my favorite, and that's that knowledge of an ancient extraterrestrial presence would just fundamentally alter our human perspectives on our place in the universe and what we are. Understanding our history, everything would change for most people. Governments should definitely be concerned about how the revelation that there are aliens in our orbit observing us at all times and they could wipe us out, they're deciding our fate. Governments should be concerned about how society reacts to that, because I don't know about you, but I would just instantly stop doing all the things that the government tells me I need to do instantly. And of course they can't have that. So listen, guys, had a great time talking about this one with you. Don't drink the water and question everything.